This is Fresh Air. The new movie Baby Girl by Helena Rain is a drama about a successful married businesswoman who begins an affair with an intern half her age. Currently in theaters, it stars Nicole Kidman in a turn that has made her one of this year's awards frontrunners. Our critic at large, John Powers, says that this erotic drama pulls you right in, but isn't quite as daring as its lead performance.
Ever since silent film audiences swooned for Rudolph Valentino and the vamp Theda Bara, the movies have packed a sexual charge. But filmmakers have always had trouble dealing with sex head-on. While there have been scads of hot love scenes, movies addressing sexual desire nearly always feel bogus, exploitative, moralistic, or unintentionally funny. Even Stanley Kubrick foundered in making Eyes Wide Shut, a dreamlike movie in which Tom Cruise was a husband haunted and aroused by the possible infidelity of his wife, played by Nicole Kidman. We enter a similar dreamland in Baby Girl, a new film by Dutch filmmaker Helena Rein that boasts a thrillingly haywire performance by Kidman, who's our bravest, most risk-taking actress. Set during a seemingly eternal Christmas season, Baby Girl begins with a classic cliché, the high-powered career woman who secretly yearns for sexual submission to a man, and transforms it into a strange fantasy of empowerment. Kidman stars as Romy Mathis, the CEO of a high-tech shipping company in New York. She's got a country house, two cool daughters, and a husband, Jacob, who's so attractive he's played by Antonio Banderas. But, and it's a decisive but, their sex life has never worked for Romy. 19 years into her marriage, she fakes extravagant orgasms, then sneaks away to satisfy herself while watching dodgy domination porn. All that changes one morning when, walking to work, she watches a striking young man tame a big, out-of-control dog. As in a dream, this same striking young man immediately turns up in the company offices as a new intern, Samuel. He's played by Harris Dickinson. At once mumbling and aggressive, like a 50s method actor, Samuel somehow sees straight into Romy's roiling psyche. Their early meetings always have a sexual edge, starting when they talk in the company kitchen, when she asks him to bring her a cup of coffee.
Hey, how'd you get that dog to calm down?
I gave it a cookie.
You always have cookies on you?
Yeah. Why, do you want one?
No.
Samuel senses that Romy fantasizes about being ordered what to do. And though she initially resists his inappropriate forwardness, getting involved with interns is, after all, strictly forbidden, we know it's only a matter of time. After a bit of verbal sparring, he has Romy doing his bidding in the bedroom. He calls her Baby Girl, and helps her achieve the pleasure she's longed for. Given the unusual dynamic of this relationship, she's his boss at work, he's her boss in bed, Baby Girl promises a daringly grown-up look at both sexuality and power. Yet for all the early talk about the movie being transgressive, to use a played-out buzzword, I was struck by how tame it is. Even as Romy says she needs sexual danger, none of her desires take her, or the movie, any place truly dark, or even 50 Shades of Grey. Now, to her credit, Rain makes a point of not trying to turn us on. She dishes up none of the laughable nudie sleaze found in movies like 9 1/2 Weeks. Yet, in her fixation on Romy's inner life, whose every throb and flicker Kidman heroically registers, she makes the classic Hollywood mistake of shortchanging everything else. For starters, we have no sense of who Samuel actually is or what he wants. This matters in a film where both Romy and Samuel keep using the word power. Romy may run the company, but she's also an HR nightmare. Samuel could shipwreck her career with a few well-chosen words. I kept waiting to find out what Samuel is after, and what tough choices their dangerous liaison will force her to make. That's precisely what happens in Catherine Breillat's great new film last summer, in which another successful middle-aged woman commits a far greater transgression than Romy, then fights, even cruelly, to get herself out of the mess. There's no such reckoning here. Rain is so eager not to punish Romy for her sexual tastes that the film raises questions of power, only to duck them. Baby Girl's problem is not Romy's desire to be dominated. It's making her erotic liberation so triumphant that the story's sexual politics don't matter. All of which feels out of touch with our post-Me Too era. After all, if a male CEO had kinky sex with a young female intern, I don't think current audiences would give him a pass, just because she made him happier in bed than his wife.
John Powers reviewed the new film Baby Girl, starring Nicole Kidman. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Oscar-winning actor Tilda Swinton. In The Room Next Door, she stars as a woman who intends to end her life after her cancer treatment fails. She'll talk about death, grief, her love of costumes and androgynous style, and why she doesn't think of herself as an actor. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nyakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.